Well, we can start with some interesting news today. Tim Leiwicki announced this morning in a release that he will leave MLSC. I want to get your reaction because I would guess this is somebody that was pretty important and instrumental in you coming back to your hometown team where you were such a crowd favorite for so long. What's your reaction to Tim and what's been your relationship like with Tim when they reached out and wanted you to come back?
Yeah, obviously, Tim's a big reason why I came back to Toronto. I think if you look at the success that Tim has resonated in LA with everything he's touched, it's obviously going to be a gentleman that's going to be missed and going to be hard to replace. So it'd be interesting to see who fills in. Obviously, I don't know what the stipulations are in terms of his contract that he has with MLSC and when he's supposed to leave and how long he still has to take care of his duties that with the contract he signed. But, it's tough, man. It was definitely a devastating news for myself and for a lot of the other players here.
Dwayne Di Rosario is our guest, of course. Toronto FC at home, we should mention, tomorrow night against the Chicago Fire on Saturday, and then a week from Saturday against the New England Revolution. Let me ask you about your season then. How would you sum it up? You've accomplished everything you can in this league and in this sport outside of getting, now a chance to help get your hometown team to the playoffs. And while you're in a good position, were you hoping you'd contribute differently? Were you hoping you'd play more? You knew how deep the team was. What's your observations of it?
Yeah, well, definitely the main focus is to help this team to reach some success. And obviously, our first accomplishment is getting into the playoffs. And right now, we're sitting in a good position. We have some key games coming up. This is obviously the push to the playoff race. So everyone's gearing down. The attitudes are starting to become more intense. Everything starts to intensify in terms of training. And me personally, definitely would like to be contributing more on the field, but I don't pick the team. I just try to be a part of the team, and it has become very frustrating. But at the end of the day, my focus is to help this team where I can.
How your observation as well about guys coming back, especially Michael Bradley, to reference, off the World Cup break. We talked to him, and it takes some time. And you've played so many friendlies internationally, CONCACAF games, where then you come back, and it takes a while to feel totally in the loop again. And after Michael was gone, basically more than a month, it probably wasn't the easiest thing for him either to get back.
Yeah, it takes some adjusting to. When you go to the World Cup, you're on such a high. You're representing, it's the highest place I think a player could accomplish and reach. So to be a part of that we're all proud of him. And obviously, it takes some adjusting when you come back. And, I think you saw that in the first couple of games with his play. It took some adjusting to get back into certain things. And to be honest, there's also, fatigue of travel and mileage on the body in terms of games. So, you take that into consideration as well. So, I think we're starting to see the Michael Bradley as we know of. And I think he's really playing and helping to contribute to the team tremendously. And he's really catching his form at the moment.
Former MLS MVP Dwayne Di Rosario joining us. Of course, tons of caps for Canada as well and the two MLS titles. Where do things stand with you internationally, Dwayne? Where would you like to keep playing? Would you like to keep contributing for to the best of my knowledge, you haven't retired internationally. Where do things stand with you?
Yeah, as of right now, I'm still I still enjoy the game first and foremost, and I still I love getting out there and kicking around the ball and representing Canada. And as of right now, they just called me to be a part of the national team against Jamaica coming up.
Great.
In September, so I'm really looking forward to that. Whether or not that will be my last international game, I'm not sure as yet, but it's something that me and Benito are going to sit down and discuss. Obviously you have a big important Gold Cup next year as well. So I'm just taking one step at a time and looking forward to wearing the red and white and representing all Canadians again.
That's really big, and that's great news to tell our listeners. I remember the, maybe the high point, you'd say, because it was so tough to find success on the field in Toronto the first time around. Maybe your high point at BMO was scoring the goal against Panama. I was there that night and thinking this is a real springboard, and that it just didn't work out the way anybody wanted to. But I think a whole nation was thinking you scoring the goal, no one wanted to see any Canadian play in the World Cup itself more than we all wanted to see you play. That was probably a really high moment at that point in time, wasn't it, scoring against Panama?
Oh, man, that was a dream come true to actually get the, it's obviously something that I wanted to accomplish since I was young. You know, first and foremost, obviously playing for the country and then being recognized as kind of top goal scorer and doing it in my hometown, I think was I couldn't write it any better. You know, it was like a perfect script. But obviously, right after that, you go to Panama and I get the injury. And that put me out of the tournament. So you go to extreme high to extreme low, and obviously watching the beam we got in Honduras was extremely difficult. So, it's been definitely a roller coaster ride with the national team personally, but it's definitely some positive moments like scoring in front of my home fans and getting the top scorer for the Canadian national team, and hopefully I could continue those special moments until I decide it's time to move on from the national team. But as of right now, I still enjoy it.
Dwayne De Rosario, our guest, Canada, or rather Toronto FC against Chicago Fire Saturday, hosting New England a week from Saturday. That leads in, I'll leave it with a final question. I don't think there's any wrong answer to this, but I expect when you don't play anymore for Canada, you'll still be on the scene, be a great ambassador as you have been for our sport and our city. And at the same time, I'm curious your read on next year with the World Cup, the Women's World Cup in Canada, this turf debate. I've talked about it on the air, and I say I see both sides of it. You'd rather, as an elite athlete, play all your matches on grass, and at the same time, it's still competition when you're playing on turf. You had to play on turf a good chunk of your MLS career. I don't think there's any wrong answer, but I know that there's a quite a controversy about it on the women's side. I don't know if you want to weigh in on it at all.
I mean, it's obviously something I've been very vocal when TFC had turf my first year when I came here, and I was very vocal toward them putting in grass and it actually happened the next year. So, I enjoy playing on grass and that I'm pretty sure the women do as well. And I think it's one of those where hello?
Yep, I got you.
Yeah,
still.
It's one of those where it's difficult because as things are changing, there's a lot of games being played on turf right now, and it'll be interesting to see their response in terms of when other national teams come and play. But I think it's a great opportunity for Canada again to highlight some of the local talent and the women's game on an international level across Canada. So it should be fun. I'm excited and happy to know that our women's are hosting the World Cup next year.
Well, we're jacked. You're playing against Jamaica. That's great news. And obviously a lot of important home games. This could be a really fun fall here in the city. And we do hope you're a big part of it. And thanks for always making time for us here on the station and on the show. Thanks again.
I look forward to it. Thanks.